Chapter 5 Descendants of Reuben. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's couch, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel. And the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright, for Judah prevailed above his brothers, and of him came the prince. But the birthright was Joseph's. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel: Hanok and Pallu, Hezron and Carmi. The sons of Joel: Shimeah, his son, Gog, his son, Shimei, his son, Micah, his son, Reaiah, his son, Baal, his son, Beera, his son, whom Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, carried away captive. He was prince of the Reubenites. His brothers by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was reckoned: the chief, Jeiel, and Zechariah, and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who lived in Aroer, even to Nebo and Baal-Meon. And eastward he lived, even to the entrance of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their livestock were multiplied in the land of Gilead. In the days of Saul, they made war with the Hagrites, who fell by their hand, and they lived in their tents throughout all the land east of Gilead. Descendants of Gad. The sons of Gad lived over against them, in the land of Bashan, to Salica: Joel the chief, and Shapham the second, and Janai, and Shaphat in Bashan, their brothers of their father's houses: Michael, and Meshulam, and Sheba, and Jorai, and Jachin, and Ziah, and Eber, seven. These were the sons of Abihail, the son of Huri, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz, Ahi, the son of Abdiel, the son of Gunai, chief of their father's houses. They lived in Gilead, in Bashan, and in its towns, and in all the suburbs of Sharon, as far as their borders. All these were reckoned by genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. Victory over the Hagrites. The sons of Reuben and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, of valiant men, men able to bear buckler and sword, and to shoot with bow, and skillful in war, were 44,760 that were able to go forth to war. They made war with the Hagrites, with Jeter and Naphish and Nodab. They were helped against them, and the Hagrites were delivered into their hand, and all who were with them, for they cried to God in the battle, and he was entreated of them, because they put their trust in him. They took away their livestock, of their camels 50,000, and of sheep 250,000, and of donkeys 2,000, and of men 100,000, for there fell many slain, because the war was of God. They lived in their place until the captivity. The half-tribe of Manasseh. The children of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land. They increased from Bashan to Baal Hermon, and Senir and Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their fathers' houses: even Epher, and Ishai, and Eliel, and Azriel, and Jeremiah, and Hodaviah, and Jadiel, mighty men of valor, famous men, heads of their fathers' houses. They trespassed against the God of their fathers, and played the prostitute after the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God destroyed before them. The God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, and the spirit of Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, and he carried them away, even the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Hala and Habor and Hara, and to the river of Gozan to this day.